Tom here from We Talk You Die, and I want to kiss you in the mouth, you motherfucker. God, I'm gonna kill you, you motherfucker. Hey guys, it's Tom here from We Talk You Die, and I'm currently walking down a scummy little side street in Richmond on my way to the Corner Hotel, where I'll be talking to Josh, who is the lead singer of the Melbourne four-piece band Buchanan. Now, they've only been around for a short time, but in that time, they've created a lot of hype for themselves, and tonight they're playing with Ginger Safari and Husky, two other big upcoming bands within Australia. So I'm really excited to get the chance to talk to him and see what he's all about. Hi, so Tom here from We Talk You Die. I'm here with the Corner Hotel with Josh from the Melbourne four-piece Buchanan. So how
are
you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Do you reckon anyone's ever actually said no to that question, though?
Yeah, I'm just having a really...
So-and-so just unfollowed me on Twitter, and I'm just having a really shit day. It's never going to happen.
Yeah, well, if someone said that, then it's like, okay, now the interview's taken a downward turn completely.
That's right. You'd be kind of keen to cut it there.
Yeah, just, all right. See you later.
Yeah.
So just for people who don't know, what do you do in Buchanan?
I do, like, the majority of the singing, except when the other guys want to steal the limelight for a second.
Yeah,
and that's cool. But no, I'm the main singer, and I play guitar and piano and myself.
Nice.
Yeah, not with myself.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a different story
sometimes.
For a different time.
Not on this show.
So we're here at the Corner, and you're supporting Ginger Safari for the EP launch.
Yeah.
And you're also playing with Husky. They're two bands that have considerably growing fan bases. So what's it like playing with a really strong lineup of upcoming bands? Yeah.
It's exciting, and it's a cool chance to, I guess, try and steal some of those fans.
No,
it's cool, man. Like, we've played with a lot of, I guess, what you call up-and-comers and stuff, and it is always exciting. I mean, first and foremost, we're fans of the band, and that's probably the coolest part. But, yeah, no, it's definitely a chance for us to expand our fan base. And
today is the second night of the show, so how has it been so far? How's last night?
First night was incredible.
Yeah?
Like, people were singing along to our songs,
that's
which is,
awesome.
You know, we're not used to, and,
yeah.
And they all packed to the front, and it was sold out, so it was very exciting. Hoping it'll be the same tonight, but
yeah. Do you know if you're expecting the same sort of numbers for tonight? Or?
Could sell out tonight at the door. I don't think it is yet, but hopefully they come early because we're on earlier tonight.
Because
everyone's on earlier tonight.
Is it just purely because it's a Sunday?
I think so. You know, yeah. People have work tomorrow, so do I.
So for people who don't know Buchanan, can you just get a brief little history of the band itself?
I guess we officially started in 2010, but we sort of, me and John, who's the guitarist, we got together at the end of 2009 and had a look at a few ideas that we had going on in our own worlds, and it wasn't really on purpose that it became a band or it became Buchanan or anything. It was just like, let's see what we got going on, and somehow they turn into the songs we have today. It's one of those things that I think you can't predict, and I'm still not entirely sure how it happened, but it was good, man.
That's awesome.
I certainly wasn't planning to front a band at the time.
Yeah, well, just take it and roll with it, man.
That's it, man.
So playing these sort of gigs, do you feel like you're becoming one of these kind of hyped upcoming bands within Melbourne?
I think we might have been. I don't know if we are anymore. Could it probably get better? I don't know. I'm kidding. I think, yeah, probably. I mean, we're in that list, I suppose. What the fuck does that mean, though? Like, if we're not... The only way to really become a truly hype band is if you're good. And so our focus is just nailing it and playing consistently and doing good show after good show.
Fair enough. And you've managed to get, like, some pretty decent exposure over the last 6 months or so. What do you reckon, like, the best tool was for you guys personally to get this kind of... get noticed, I guess?
Probably Triple J playing our song, I guess. Laneway was great, and I think, you know, there wasn't a lot of people there at the time, but it was certainly another great tool for exposure.
Like, how was Laneway? Because, I mean, you guys won, like, the Unearth thing to get in there. So you only played the one show, but to just be like that kind of experience for a festival.
It was always bound to be kind of a new thing, but I'd just gotten off a plane and come like almost straight from the airport, so it was pretty full on. Like, I didn't really get to be honest, I didn't get to soak it until after the show, and then it was like, shit, did I just do that? Awesome.
did you stick around afterwards?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, we were only there a year earlier as punters, so it was I felt like a punter again, except that a few people wanted to listen to me before.
Yeah, exactly, and you could walk out backstage.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I got to like go up to Beach House and be like, "Your music's fucking incredible," and she was like, "Yeah, thank you."
You sly dog.
No.
Like, your latest EP that you released was the No Photo, and it's received some pretty really good reviews and stuff across. How's it feel like to see the first kind of real songs you've made out there getting that kind of good rap?
Good. You know, I think no one likes bad reviews, and so seeing that's been really nice. I'm still waiting for that first, you know, review from Pitchfork that says, you know, you guys suck balls. Yeah.
I'm fairly sure Pitchfork
I don't know if I disagree. No,
like
we're
if
good.
If you get over a 5 for Pitchfork, you've made it.
I think you've almost, if you get a good review, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're too cool or something. You know, you got to appeal to the masses
a bit.
Yeah,
exactly.
Otherwise, you won't sell any records. The only people who get like perfect scores are, minus Kanye, are the ones who sell like, you know,
a shitload.
Yeah.
What was the process of creating the EP as well? Was it you doing the majority of the writing and stuff, or did you guys all come together and create it?
I generally I'll write the idea of the song, and then the band will take it and develop it and make it better than just a little sketch with someone playing piano and singing or trying to sing.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's sort of, I'll come up with the idea and pitch it to the band, and then they'll turn it into something that's worth listening to.
What have been some of your highlights?
Oh, definitely playing with Gypsy and the Cat was cool because we were fans beforehand.
Nice.
And certainly like doing this tour that we're about to go on is exciting because it's our first, I guess, own sort of tour.
Yeah.
Aside from the supports and stuff,
yeah,
and I mean, it's all fucking highlights at this point because everything we do is fresh and new, and so every time we have the new experience, it's like never done that before. Yeah, it's like losing my virginity 5 million times in the course of a year.
I think that may be the best analogy I've ever heard about touring. So what's the tour? So it's your headline tour.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, like we're riding on the success of others.
Yeah,
but like we're doing a couple of shows of our own in Adelaide and Sydney. So that's
nice.
That's cool. And aside from that, we're doing a few supports in Melbourne. So it's cool to finally be promoting
it that way. Yeah, have you gone over to interstate much? Or?
Just once to Sydney with the band. So,
oh, okay. So this is like your first legit kind of...
Yeah, like we go up to promo every now and then. But aside from that, it's like this is the second time we've ever been in-state to actually play to an audience.
Yeah, so this is a pretty big deal.
It is. And it's really nerve-wracking because what if no one shows up?
No, but like if you got the kind of supports from those kind of bands that are up there, I'm sure people turn up.
Yeah,
and it's got to be good exposure anyway.
Yeah, you'd like to think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you, even though you're touring like crazy at the moment.
Yeah.
But you've also had time to do other kind of things.
Yeah.
Like I saw the rooftop song, Mr.
King. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is pretty rad. How do you feel when someone comes up to you like that and's like, "Would you like to perform on a rooftop, or would you like to be part of this creative project?"
It's really humbling and exciting, you know. As I was saying before, it isn't something you get to do every day of the week. And so when things like that continuously happen, you know, one after the other, it's like, shit, okay, maybe this is something that people are really enjoying and we got to start taking more seriously. Yeah.
Obviously, you think that it gives the band overall like a great deal of exposure, those kinds
of
things.
Oh, of course they do, yeah. I mean, things like that, balcony TV, you got sort of 20,000 odd people around the world that, you know, look at that, and it's like, cool. We would not have reached those 20,000
exactly.
other people otherwise.
Yeah,
otherwise,
cool
I have to go
like
door knocking like a politician. No one wants to see
it. Buy our EP,
please. Yeah, no one wants to see a smelly guy in a leather jacket. Yeah.
And for people that haven't seen the live show
and
want to check you guys out in the future, what can you expect?
I think you can expect like a band that's really getting good at, you know, selling their music on stage.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I think we're all getting tighter. We're all locking in as musicians. We're having more fun than we used to because we're no longer sort of worried about is the lights going to hit there at that point and what's my mark and all that.
You just go off and do your thing.
You just go up and do our thing and we're doing it well now. And I think that's what people can expect, a really solid show with really catchy pop songs. And I shouldn't oversell it. We're not that cat. I mean, by some people's standards.
On.
You know, they can expect, as I said, a tight show with some good songs and we'll always throw in a curveball. You know, most shows do something unexpected.
Nice.
We tried to do a cover here and there.
That's wicked.
Going to give away tonight.
That's all right. And what's for the rest of 2011 for you guys?
Finishing up this tour and then going away to record. And
another EP?
We're not sure ourselves, but even if we were, I don't know if we'd say just yet because we don't want to sort
enough.
Of give away everything at once.
Finally, where can people find your stuff, find your EPs and whatnot?
Can I do this in a presenter voice?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. On iTunes or in all good record stores.
Oh, cheers, man. Thanks so much for your time. And
awesome.
Good luck for
Thank
tonight.
You for the interview.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks, man.
Hey, this is Julius Reed from We Talk You Die. The other guy who's not Tom, of course, a two-piece band. Only we're not a band, we actually interview people and do comedy. Currently reporting from a garden, my garden. I'm not in like my neighbor's garden trying to steal tomatoes or whatever. Anyway, the point is, a drunken episode happened during the interview and this is how it turned out.
Footy fans? Are you footy fans?
Yeah, we're fans of whatever you're talking about.
No,
it's talking about music. Do you like music?
No. Who are we talking about? Jim Clyde?
Yeah, all of them.
Oh, yeah. Fucking all. Who are you talking about?
Children of Clyde.
Yeah, they're coming up soon. Fucking, it'll be sold out, guaranteed, for sure. Last time I was here, it was sold out, packed. Awesome gig. I think they're coming up in the next few weeks, by all accounts.
Sick.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for talking to us, man. It's been a pleasure.
Now go get drunk.
Yeah.
Or maybe slow down or something.
Yeah, that's all right. Have a good one.
I'm gonna be honest. Probably will cut that out.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Well, it's Julius again. I hope you enjoyed this. If you want more from We Talk You Die, you can, of course, subscribe to the podcast by simply heading to any search bar, preferably the iTunes search bar, and typing in We Talk You Die. Or you can join the Facebook page, much to our delight. Stuttering like a bitch. Enjoy. Well, goodbye.
Okay, well, it's Tom here from We Talk You Die, and today I'm talking to Josh from Buchanan. You're supporting Ginger Safari's EP launch today. So how's it feel to be playing?
Who the fuck are they? I thought we were touring Shortstack. This is bullshit. I love... you like Shortstack?
I love really Shortstack as well.
Princess? Classic.
Classic song?
Hey, you know who I really like? Taylor Swift. I think she's doing amazing things for the industry.
Okay, okay. So why are you playing this gig then if you're not into the bands at all?
Oh, you know, just general being a dick. I'm not actually going to go on stage. In fact, we're going to go up and we're going to break their instruments.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, we're going to piss on their guitars and make them play it. We're going to have guns. We're going to shooting people.
Oh, okay.
You know, go on postal kind of thing.
I don't think that's really going to work well for you guys. I'm this is just my personal
opinion. Well,
listen
here, buddy. You're the interviewer, okay? I'm the mass murderer. You can't tell me what to do. You're supposed to ask me questions about the murdering,
I'm sorry. So how is the mass murdering going, Josh?
Let's talk about the gig. Why are you bringing up the mess? You're not supposed to talk about that.
Well, you just told me to talk about it like 3 seconds ago.
Yeah, but I changed my mind, Tom. How do I know your name? Who are you?
We introduced each other before the interview. You're ruining my segment, mate.
Oh, yeah?
I don't appreciate it. Fuck off.
Hey, Tom. Not your mate.
Oh.
Anyway, I think we're done here.